2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 344. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some high school swim teams are urging Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson to reverse her order banning extracurricular activities at county-run facilities. They say it doesn't make a lot of sense with other swim teams being able to practice in pools on campus or private facilities. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the NFL has postponed its primetime Thanksgiving night tilt between the Ravens and the Steelers because of a COVID outbreak. The game's been moved to Sunday afternoon at 1:15 p.m. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
That's going to be Davis County. It is a crash-free commute throughout the valley on the freeways, but lingering slowdowns northbound I-15 from Kaysville up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warms up to 49, partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 48 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Come as a surprise, President Trump had been alluding to it for months.
What happened to General Flynn should never happen again in our country. He was persecuted, and many other people were persecuted.
And that was back in June. Today, Mr. Trump pardoned his first National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, one of the first casualties of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Trump announced his pardon of Michael Flynn on Twitter. The pardon follows an unsuccessful attempt by the Trump administration to have a federal court throw out Flynn's conviction. He had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the then Russian ambassador to the United States. It was never entirely clear why the Justice Department sought to have the case invalidated when the president always had the option to pardon, which he has now done. President Trump called it his great honor.
Flynn's pardon is expected to be followed by a number of others, with Mr. Trump's remaining time in office now in all likelihood less than 2 months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Two men say they'll forever be friends after one saved the other's life on a fishing trip in the high Uintas this year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in our new weekly series, The Heart of Utah.
Brian Lay and Benjamin Goodson are fishing buddies. This summer, they wanted to try and see if they could catch an Arctic grayling in the high mountain lakes of the Uintas.
Had a blast fishing and catching lots of fish.
While switching lakes, they got out some snacks. Ben grabbed a handful of raw almonds from Brian.
And then my chest started to hurt. And I was like, oh my goodness, what in the heck was I thinking? I cannot believe I did this to myself.
I ended up going, something's not right. Are you having an allergic reaction? And he said, yes. And I said, are you having a hard time breathing? And he said, I'm starting to a little bit.
Ben started to head for the truck.
I was like, I don't think you're going alone. Face getting really red, ears even swelling a little bit, face looking puffy.
Brian said, let's just head to Camas. And his friend was getting worse.
We were about 26 miles from cell service, so the drive took quite a while down the canyon. And I just kept asking him questions, and he kept kind of answering. And his answers kept getting a little bit slower and a little bit slower.
Ben remembers some of it.
It got to the point I started to be non-responsive, but he could, like, jar me a little bit to get me back into it. When we were probably 2-3 miles from town, I went out. I was gone. He couldn't even get me to respond. This whole time, he's trying to drive a million miles an hour down windy roads with his friend in trouble next to him and remaining calm as a cucumber the whole time.
An ambulance met them at the gas station. Ben came to just enough to get on the gurney, and then he was out. Later, he found out they gave him several doses of Benadryl and epinephrine shots along the way and more in the hospital. Brian was thinking the worst.
I went walking back then, and he was sitting up on the table with his eyes open and breathing, talking a little bit. And I just told him, you have no idea how glad I am to see your eyes open.
I mean, he really saved my life. He's undoubtedly my best friend for forever. I owe him my life.
Ben says he knows it was due to Brian's training as a police officer. He's Corporal Brian Lay in the Logan City Police Department in the Animal Control Unit.
I mean, we're in a society where, I mean, he saved my life. But you know what? Not just him. Police officers save society. It took a special individual to do what he did.
and just do your best and do what you can do. And that's pretty much what I did until I was left alone at the gas station. Then it all hit you what just happened, you know.
But after all of that,
he kept asking the doctor if he could go back fishing. He wanted to go back fishing.
I said, we should go fishing again. But Brian was like, no, we probably should go home.
They will go fishing again. They are planning an ice fishing trip this winter, just with an EpiPen along and no more almonds. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A lot of gratitude mixed in there. And you can find more uplifting stories and pictures and video by searching Heart of Utah at KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL News Time, 3:49. Here's your Triple Team traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the coast is clear on southbound I-15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City all the way to the point of the mountain. Also, a good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. In Summit County, a little bit of heavy and slow traffic. Northbound on Highway 224, approaching I-80 at Kimball Junction. Alicia?
Well, seeing a little bright tap as you're heading towards the point of the mountain coming out of Bluffdale. And then from there, though, you've got freeway speeds all the way down through Utah County, Lehigh to Spanish Fork area, I-80. Also still seeing a little bit of congestion, 56th West. And then as you continue westbound through the construction zone into Lake Point, you will also see just a little bright tap through that. But 36 still moving well into Tooele County. Steve?
Yeah, still a rough ride in Davis County and for Weber County drivers as well. Slowdowns northbound 15, 200 north in Kaysville, all the way up to Sunset, where we had an earlier wreck. That's gone now. Southbound 15 backed up to the Ogden-Hinkley Airport from Roy. Northbound Highway 89, slow and go from SR-193 up to the I-84 ramps. A little slow there at Cherry Lane as well. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the 7-day forecast in Graham Wayman.
49 the high today with a mix of sun and high clouds. Scattered snow showers possible tonight. And a slim chance of snow showers for Thanksgiving, otherwise partly cloudy. The high 39, Friday, sunshine and 40. Then it warms up a little bit, 43 Saturday, 45 Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days, 47 Monday, partly cloudy. And 46 with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 48 degrees. My lovely wife is cooking in the other room. It's starting to smell like fixins in this studio. It's nice. And it's 3:52 at KSL.
Oh, pretty mama.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Kiss.
Utah Gives Back, presented by Select Health, is helping KSL kick off Quarters for Christmas in a big way. For more than 50 years, KSL's Quarters for Christmas has provided shoes and coats to tens of thousands of Utah kids. Utah always gives back. Listen to KSL as Select Health helps share the touching stories of how your donations make a difference. For more information and to make your donation, visit UtahGivesBack.com. That's UtahGivesBack.com.
Save big at Siegel Books Thanksgiving Sale on great gifts for your whole family. This week only, save 60% on the 3-inch marble Christus, now just $3.99, limit 10 per customer. Assorted men's ties are only $4.99. Select new fiction titles, only $9.99. Plus, all week, save an extra 20% off clearance Sweet Salt Modest Clothing. Now at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything.
Keith McMullen, CEO of KSL and Deseret News.
Utahns watch out for the less fortunate, the elderly, and the vulnerable. Have we forgotten that in this time of COVID? Taking precautions is not just about caring for families and friends, but caring for the people who are susceptible. People we may never know. Let's bear some extra inconvenience of wearing a mask. Let's limit the size of our social gatherings, and let's take care of our neighbors, especially those that need it most. We're all in.
Are you?
Musicians, beginner to advanced. Take your dreams to the next stage in person or online. Join a band at the award-winning Caleb Chapman Soundhouse in American Fork. Visit ccsoundhouse.com.
Hey guys, Alex Curious, Scott Mitchell here, talking to you about Big O Tires. It's that time of year. Yes, the big Black Friday savings going on right now at your local Big O Tires through December 6th. You're going to get some amazing deals here, Scott. Let me tell you what you got. Save up to $190 on a set of Michelin or BF Goodrich tires. Buy three, get one free on select Mesa or Aspen tires. Save up to $100 off of Pirelli, Nitto, Big O brand tires, and even Toyo. Scott, this is all setting up for amazing. People to be able to get amazing deals right
amazing
now.
Deals. And not only that, it's getting winter, so Big O wants to keep you and your family safe on the roads this winter. Stop in and get your winter tires. They're specifically engineered to give you the best possible grip in mm-hmm. winter conditions. The rubber is a softer compound, and it stays flexible when the temperatures get really cold, which helps to enhance your traction and control on the road.
That's right. Big O's more than just the tires, too. How about coming in for brakes, your oil changes, alignments, batteries, wiper blades, everything to get you hooked up and to get your car ready for that winter. So go to your local Big O. There's one near you. 42 locations from Logan to Beaver. Go to BigOtires.com. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Delta pilots have agreed on ways to cut costs and avoid furloughs. CNBC reports the deal will cut pilots' hours by 5%. KSL Drives Wall Street is pessimistic about GM's partnership with the electric truck maker Nikola. JP Morgan says it's unlikely a deal will be reached, and Nikola's stock dropped as much as 17% today. McDonald's is giving more to its Ronald McDonald House charity. The company will donate $100 million over the next 5 years. The Dow was down 173 points below 30,000 at the close. The S&P lost 5 points, and the NASDAQ gained 57. KSL News Time 355 Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Alex Curie.
BYU yesterday waited patiently along with the rest of the country to see where they were on this year's first college football playoff rankings, where they rolled out at number 14. They're number 8 in the other two major polls in the country. Disappointing result for BYU fans and Kalani Sitake, the head coach, who took to ESPN last night to ask other teams to put them on their schedule in the upcoming weeks.
And to be honest with you, we have 2 weeks left that are open, December 5th and December 19th, that we're willing to play football. And, you know, if there's anybody that are actually have an availability to play those games, we would love to do it.
BYU tonight tipping off their hoop season against Westminster in Provo. You'll be able to hear the pregame 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock tip-off right here on KSL News Radio. Coach Mark Pope yesterday signing a new contract through 2027 with Cougar Tracks. I'm Alex Curie on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Cougar Tracks sponsored by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.